This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it anyone's drives me?
I fought with the devil.
I fought with the devil.
Got down on his level.
But I never gave in.
So he gave up on me. Good stuff right there. I'll give you my real take, which I'm still trying to fully gauge.
I can spot bad weather, and I'm
good. At the start of the next segment, I'll put a deadline on it. I've got a lot of ideas, a lot of angles, but I want to really give the prime projection. That's coming up next segment. Roger Stone will ride shotgun with us for the balance of the show. He's in there doing research, making phone calls right now in the room next to me. And boy, they are talking about indicting his butt on Friday. And I asked him personally last night. He's been on the phone with his lawyer. And I know that it's skinny, but I'm not authorized to tell you. But let me just tell you. This country's in a lot of trouble. But he may spill the beans, the guts, when he comes in here before he flies out of here tonight. I really sorry for the guy because I'm in the same boat. Not as bad, but they're asking questions about me continually, trying to set me up, and I've already had them now repeatedly try it. I mean, it's just amazing what they're trying to do to anybody that supports Trump. This is a real war for this country. And I'm happy to pay whatever price I have to because these folks are bad. It's my job to resist them. But, man, when you see these traitors serving the Democratic Party and scumbags like Hillary Clinton and Beto O'Rourke, you know, his new name is, I'll tell you his new name when we come back from break. That's a good idea. I can't ever hold on to something, can I? Just get it out there. You know, his new name is Nacho O'Rourke. That's right, Nacho Senator. That's going around as a meme. I had Pat Riley this morning show it to me before we went into the shoot downtown. I had two more people show it to me this morning, so we ought to find that meme if they didn't give it to you. It's Beto O'Rourke's new name is Nacho. Nacho O'Rourke. I mean, just the condescension. I saw another one where they put a French name on it. They put a coon-ass name on it. I forget which one it was. Because, you know, now he's going to run for senator in Louisiana. So they're going to put a coon-ass name on it. It's like when Hillary Clinton went to Kentucky and then she talked like, "Good to be here with you. I'm really glad to be in Kentucky. I'm going to have me some possum pot pies, some other good tasties." And then when she was out in California, she was like, "Hello, Latinos, I am here. How are you?" I mean, the only other person I saw that's that bad, been condescending like that, I would be insulted if somebody if Donald Trump came to my house or came to see me, or I was talking to Donald Trump on the phone, and because I'm from Texas, he went, "Oh, this is Yosemite Sam, Alex. How you doing there?" Boy, I'd say, "What type of weirdo are you?" But if he talked to me in that, you know, his nice New York accent, there's some horrible New York accents, but I like Trump's New York accent, I like it. It's the real Donald Trump. There it is. Mexican word for the day. Veto. Veto. Take them signs out of the yard. Yeah, that's one of the ones I saw this morning. And then the other one was Beto O'Rourke is moving to Louisiana to run for senator, and his new name is. It was a French name in O'Rourke. I mean, just the patronizing, the condescension is incredible. By the way, Trump's still speaking live, and he just had the eternal geek. People think of a geek as a person that, like, works on computers or something. No. A geek was a guy in a circus bit the heads off rats and bats. So a geek would do something really, really stupid. And so the Trump Acosta is coming up on the other side of the 60-second break. And I say this all the time. Everybody knows it. If you don't promote the videos, if you don't promote the articles, nobody will. By the way, you've been doing it, so despite the censorship, we're still growing in the enemy's face. Their only other option is to set me up or kill me. But hey, let's make them do it. I want to go in, through, and beyond.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Listen to that. Good show. Something you hear in heaven. And then there was a wind on down the road. Our shadows taller than our souls. There's a lady we all know who shines white light as yours. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. I'm here live. Then Paul Watson's coming up at the third, fourth hour, and then we're going to have the War Room with Owen Schroyer and, of course, Roger Stone. Roger Stone's going to be in studio coming up in about T-minus 23 minutes. All right, let me get right into the meat and potatoes of this. We're going to have something for you by the middle of the third hour that is going to be very, very entertaining, but also very, very saddening. This morning, I got a wild hair, and I thought we should go somewhere where there's a whole bunch of Beto signs and just walk amongst them as if it's the tombstones of the globalists and the communists and the foreign banks trying to capture Texas, or are they like little mushrooms that have popped up and you laugh because they'll be blown away or they'll die, but out of them will be the spores of the fall of Texas. So I had that idea in my head, and then I thought, no, let me just call Pat Riley, who was coming over to lift weights with me and train me, stretch me out and everything. My personal trainer comes over like 4 days a week, because if he doesn't, I won't get my ass up and do it. And I said, let's go downtown off 2nd and Cesar Chavez, I think, and let's go to the worshipful Beto mural that got international attention, the Drudge Report, linked to it, and everything else. So I get there, and I'm going to shoot like a three-minute video. Well, a woman comes out of her house and runs over and says, you're not allowed to videotape that. I'm calling the police on you. And then it just got crazier from there. And these leftists are so under mind control that I began fake crying and saying, I love Beto, and falling down and worshiping him. And she began to cry and pat me and go, yeah, see, it's good. It's good. Good. I mean, these people are out of their minds, man. Yeah, that's it. Somebody defiled it. That's what they call defiling it. It's like defiling a Christian church or a Jewish temple or something. They defiled it. Well, someone repainted it and fixed it. And so the communists didn't like it. Antifa didn't like it because he's a white guy. So they said, F you, gentrifier, F you, white male. That all got painted over. And so I'm going to, again, air that coming up later. I don't want to spend all day on it because I just pretty much did the description of what's coming up. I'll have to do it again once it comes up. The president has been speaking for over an hour. He had a powerful breakdown of what happened in the election last night that I by and large agree with. And then he's been taking questions for like 45 minutes. Let's hear a few minutes of this live from the satellite feed from the White House. And then we'll have Roger Stone come here a little bit later. And here is that audio.
I think it's very good to have you here because a free press and this
I
type
do
of
too.
Engagement.
Actually, I do too.
Yes, it's vital to
it's
democracy.
Called earned media. It's worth billions. Go ahead.
So I have two questions for you, if that's all right. It's a rare opportunity. First, just a point of clarification on the tax returns issue. You brought up the audit. That doesn't prevent you from releasing them.
I know. Sure.
Right.
I didn't say it prevented me. I said lawyers will tell you not to do it.
But
go ahead. What's your next question? Go ahead. Come on. Let's go.
Just on that, more exciting question
than that, please.
Second one. Michael Cohen recently said you called black voters stupid.
That's false.
Omarosa has accused you of using the N-word, and the rapper Little John has said you called him Uncle Tom. What's your response?
I don't know who Little John is.
He was on The Apprentice.
I don't know. Oh, he was? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Have you ever made racist remarks?
No, I would never do that, and I don't use racist remarks. And you know what? If I did, you would have known about it. I've been hearing there are tapes for years and years. There are tapes. Number one, I never worried about it because I never did. I never used racist remarks. I've never used racist remarks. Okay.
Well, one point of fact.
Go ahead.
One point of fact, because you told her you have the highest approval among African Americans. It's just 8%, sir. Single digits.
Talk about division.
That's why we got three satellites. That was breaking up. We can go to the other feed. Oh, we do have Jim Acosta from earlier. We actually have that ready. So let's go to that, because imagine you've got Michael Cohen, who got caught, and he's pled guilty to millions and millions and millions of dollars of tax evasion, and then basically covering it up, so that's money laundering. That's the real crime, okay? And in a company that has nothing to do at all with the president. And now Mueller has his claws on him, and he comes out and says, Trump said black voters are, quote, too stupid to vote for me. Yeah, that's why Trump's been courting African-Americans like no one's ever done in the Republican Party since Eisenhower, who got 60-plus percent of their vote. And that's why he, in polls, is getting 40%, almost triple what any Republican's ever gotten. It's a load of crap. So all the rappers loved him. Because he had people stay at his house and opened up all his clubs and is the guy that opened up all these golf courses that black people were barred from 45 years ago when Trump became wealthy and started buying stuff up. He opened them up. And so by doing that, he's the racist. You see how that crap works? But if you're Hillary that passed laws to give black people three times longer sentences than white people, or that call black people super predators, then it's okay, you see. Like, and she went to the funeral of Robert Byrd, a KKK Grand Dragon. Oh, and she came, she saw Gaddafi die, she destabilized all of Africa. But that's okay, because the media says she's a good person. I mean, hell, I've got stacks of news here, where it's like, Paul Watson, you know, needs to be shut off YouTube and Twitter and Facebook, because the liberal Jewish group in England says he's anti-Semitic. And you know, Paul's looking into suing him. Because the racist groups don't like him on either side. It's total made-up crap. And he'll win in England. They have strong libel laws. So those groups should put on notice. Okay? But this is what they do. You read these articles where they call me anti-Semitic, him anti-Semitic. They call Trump anti-Semitic. The Nazis hate Trump because he's the opposite of anti-Semitic. It's a load of crap. It's a load of crap. And I know our audience knows that, but these people should politically and financially get in trouble for their ongoing continued lies. Let's go to Jim Acosta. Here it is.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to challenge you on one of the statements that you made in the tail end of the campaign in the midterms.
Here we go.
That this caravan was an invasion. As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me.
And why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in this election to try to
keep them? I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process. I want it to be a process, and I want people to come in, and we need the people.
Your campaign. Your campaign.
Wait. You know why we need the people, don't you? Because we have hundreds of companies moving in. We need the people.
But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and so on.
Well, that's true.
But
they weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing that.
They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood.
Right.
These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away. That's not an invasion.
Honestly, I think you should let me run the country.
They're going to burn America.
And if you did it well, your ratings would be much better.
If I may ask one other question. Mr. President, if I may ask one other question. Are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I'm going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am. Mr. President.
That's enough.
Mr. President, I have one other question, if I may ask. Thank you, Mr.
Why the hell did they let... You know, I had White House press passes that Trump had to tell them to give us. We had them for about a month, and it's not him. One of the other people took them away. And we would just go in and ask polite questions. But instead, that little monster that's anti-free speech is to sit there and crap all over everything.
Mother's Milk, a miracle elixir. GodSaidManSaid.com. Hauntings, dead spirits, and ghosts. Noah's Ark, fact or fiction. GodSaidManSaid.com. Sex superbug. Kiss panic attacks goodbye. Unlock your Holy Ghost pharmacy. GodSaidManSaid.com. Y chromosome Adam and mtDNA Eve. 21 signs of doomsday and the chip. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep them in the dark for a while? Can you have a
back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. All part of the InfoWars attack on the globalist and the reboot of America worldwide. Not about to bow to George Soros and that witch Hillary. But if they want to bang heads with me, I'm going to show them what it's like. Not about to see George Soros' false light. Show you what it's like. Mother! Let's get serious. What really happened in the midterms 2018? What's the big takeaway in my view? It's this. Despite the Republican establishment sitting on their hands, obsessing on Fox News and voters they already had, and despite them letting the Democrats engage in criminal, racketeering-level fraud and censorship against a whole class and groups of people who were nationalists, Christians, conservatives, patriots, and despite all the foreign money and all the foreign meddling and all the Hollywood meddling, And not letting Republicans run ads on Facebook and other platforms, despite all that, we still saw one of the smallest losses of a midterm ever recorded. In fact, it may be the lowest. I've got the numbers here. I can't find a time when it was less seats lost in the House since the Civil War. And then you get 3 seats gained in the Senate. So for a defeat, it's one of the smallest defeats we could have had. But a defeat is still a defeat. It's not about our ego. It's about winning the grand strategy war. But the big takeaway is our biggest enemy is not even Nancy Pelosi, that doesn't even know what planet she's on. We'll play a clip of it in a moment. Our enemy is our own selves and the Republican Party leadership that, despite the fact Paul Ryan's leaving, are from another time. And old people are great. They can teach a lot of stuff that us young folks don't know. But when it comes to the internet, and it comes to advertising, and it comes to all this, they just abandoned YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, which is insane. The audiences on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube for conservative shows pre-ban are so gargantuan, I cannot even begin to explain them. I'm going to say this again. Google executives, YouTube executives, and they were trying to get me on board with them, 5 years ago, we have the emails, said, we've done a scan of material with your name and your voice and your information. They said, it's 5 billion views on YouTube right now. You've only got about 1 billion on your channel. By the time we took it away, it was like 2.5 billion, all our channels together, 4 billion. So I don't know what it had grown out there. 5 years later, if it was 5 billion 5 years ago, 10 billion today, I don't know. We were the biggest political information on YouTube, period. And they just took that away. And I was just one piece of it. There were thousands and thousands of other channels with more views together. They're all gone. They're all hunted down. Facebook. Until Hillary lost, they only would swap down a few of our videos. But they'd get big in just a few days, and then they'd take them down in a week. We had videos that would just disappear. We wouldn't get a strike, nothing. They would have 37 million views, 28 million views, 25 million views. We're talking dozens of times in the election we had more than 30 million views. We had hundreds and hundreds of videos with millions of views. We had billions of views total on all of our Facebooks combined with polls. Billions in just the election. The day after she loses, they put a governor on there where our biggest videos were 500,000. They just weren't letting people share them or see them. So, see, the media's like, how'd you like getting banned in August? No, I got banned in November of 2016. And proudly, I'm fighting for the globalists. I'm effective. The Republicans sit there and literally worship Sean Hannity. They worship, let's say, the ratings. I love Sean, too. And people like Lou Dobbs, who has lower ratings. He's on Business Channel and very smart people like Tucker Carlson. But it's still, you're talking 4 or 5 million viewers per show. And you notice it's in the algorithm that Tucker got a few months ago. What did it say, the number one banned thing? Alex Jones is in the top of the memo. InfoWars is next. And then he saw on the list, Tucker Carlson. Yeah, bro. Sean Hannity. You guys used to get 10, 20 million views on your videos. His biggest video is maybe 500,000 now. They've shadow banned you, brother. And so everyone's sitting there because they're worried about the campaign money that the Republican Party gets and then gives to Fox News and TV channels. I never wanted the money. I never tried to get their advertisement. I wanted freedom for my children. But the Republican establishment did not want to fight for the Internet. In fact, they wanted to give it up because they thought it meant more money for the Republican insiders, and that is treason. You morons, you'd lose the whole country and the stock market and our guns and our children because you wanted to make an extra $50 to $100 million in a frickin' election. Some of you guys deserve to be strung up by your neck until you ain't breathing no more. And I'm not threatening you. I'm saying that's what treason is, you dumb bastards. God, you have no vision. You have no leadership. You are fools. You morons. I tried to get the technology to Trump. I'm not even that good at it. I could run circles around all those people combined. Trump ought to go get the top 100 YouTubers, the top 100 Facebooks. He ought to have a command base, a war room. The Democrats have them. Instead, they made TV shows about how I have war rooms and hundreds of fake news people and all this other crap. Duplicates of what they've got. But you know what? Promoting old-fashioned freedom? A few dozen people kicked their butt. Because of our millions of listeners who really kick butt. Our audience won 2016. Matt Drudge won 2016. Trump, great personality, great guy, but they convinced him that he could do it alone. And he can't do it with rallies alone. He can't. Now they're going to get even more censorship. They've gotten away with it. They're going to go after all of his supporters, down to the smallest little old lady. Or the, you know, black man that owns his own business and does YouTube videos and has hundreds of thousands of views, they're going to ban everybody because now they know it kind of worked but didn't really work. So the answer for them is going to be, go even crazier. So the takeaway is, we held them back to a great extent, but they're coming now because they've got a taste of blood. And you got a bunch of evil Republicans up there siphoning money off at the expense of a whole damn country burning down. So we better grow up, get our heads screwed, don't understand. The fight for the Internet and free speech isn't paramount. It isn't essential. It is absolute, total oxygen. We must retake it now.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. with powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body. Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I just broke down the criminal activity in the Republican Party, the dereliction of duty that blocked this giant red populist wave that succeeded, as you said, Roger, in the last 22 elections around the world, and that Trump and all of us are riding on. But we don't feel bad. The enemy threw everything they had against us here, but we must now get on the offense against them, because they've committed some doozies of crimes. And remember, they want to shut down because they tune in and they get horrified at our intel is precise. Now, Roger Stone is going to break it all down next segment. Normally, I'm like, I don't want to hear about Russia collusion. It's a total canard. I don't want to hear about it once it comes to a head. Well, it's all over the news. They're indicting you on Friday. And I know you've got some inside baseball that is world exclusive. I don't know if you want to get to it in the next segment, but let you think about it. I know you've been thinking about it, but now is the time to be really aware of what Mueller is up to. And, you know, Trump earlier just said it's a total disgrace, all total crap. So we're going to see where that's all going. But I did say during the break, and you said this too, Dr. Stone, that we need to get on the offense about censorship. And I know everybody heard about censorship for years by YouTube and Google and Facebook and Twitter, but now it's moving into people's bank accounts. It's moving into the Chinese social score. It's moving into everything everybody does. And so we have to make this front and center and create the blueprint of how the American people and others can fight back against it, or nobody will, because the Republican establishment is threatened by new media. I'm not selling ads to government. I'm not selling ads to political parties, but there are people doing it. And the blue bloods are threatened by the Facebook and the Twitter and the Google ads. So they're more than happy to have that removed from them by the Democrats because they get more money. You're literally talking about selling the country out for 30 pieces of silver.
No, you're absolutely right, Alex. The consultant class in Washington, the Karl Rove types, are committed to the old media because the old media made them millions and millions of dollars. The new media, in which InfoWars is very clearly in the vanguard, was responsible for the election of Donald Trump. Could not have been done without an open and accessible and free internet. The ability to target voters on Facebook in these House districts is the single most valuable tool a political strategist can have, because it means you no longer have to pay exorbitant rates for broadcast television and broadcast radio. It changed the whole game. The Democrats figured it out, so they took that tool away from us. If I had to name one technological change that cost us the House, it would be that. It seems small, but when you're strategizing, you can take $40,000 in a congressional race on Facebook, and you can make it count under the old system. Now, I can't even post to my own site the Stone Cold Truth. They've locked me out.
Here's the key. The Democrats are all allowed to do whatever they want, however they want, which becomes a campaign finance violation because Facebook is allowing them entrance into the market but not allowing you entrance into the market. And people go, oh, well, you know, they're their own company. Oh, so now we don't take other people's political ads in newspapers? We saw this with Faith Goldie. Wouldn't take her ads on TV. Wouldn't take them on radio. Wouldn't take them in print because she was number three in the polls in Toronto. Most analysts said she would have won. She had the money. She's young, smart, good-looking. If they would have let her advertise.
It is really one of those kind of boring and technological answers to what happened yesterday, but it's not an insignificant answer. I mean, by all measure, if you look at the loss by the party in power in the House in the first off year under Clinton, under Bush, under Reagan, the president really didn't take that big of a hit. They lost 40 seats, 60 seats. We lost 30 seats. And the big wins in the Senate prove that the Trumpian majority is still out there. Those who really went head-to-head and took on Trump, like Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota or Joe Donnelly in Indiana, they went face down. That's the Kavanaugh effect.
And let's be clear, the Kavanaugh effect, the Trump effect. So Trump is a movement. He's riding the movement of populism. He's not a moment, but there's a new movement, the globalist offensive, to crush us. It's not that the Trump movement isn't real and super powerful. It's all of your movement. It's my movement. It's a global movement for liberty against the old tyranny of the globalist. It's a global answer to their global tyranny. The problem is they've launched their worldwide counteroffensive, and I think they're even admitting this right now, Roger. They're trying to act like it was a victory. The Democrats right now are freaking out that they threw everything they had, massively censored, spent 5-1 on average, and lost their ass. Well, they see it as a loss.
There are three model candidates, Stacey Abrams in Georgia, Beto O'Rourke in Texas, and Andrew Gillum in Florida. This was supposed to be the future of the Democratic Party. That was one of the three was going to be the future Obama. All of them down in flames. Alex, I can't underestimate the importance of this narrow win in Florida. Florida is the keystone to Donald Trump's reelection. Had we lost Florida, that would have been...
And we're
going to
talk about it next segment in detail, but exactly. All three of these people were the beta test for president, vice president, when they launched campaigns in just about a year. We're now 2 years out from the 2020 election. And you're exactly right. This was the fishery. This was the nursery of them trying to get their next little superstars. And when the system got fully behind it, that's when it went down in flame. When they acted like outsider communists, like Cortez, they won, which is another scary point we'll get to. My goodness, we are stuck between a rock and a hard place. We're going to have to fight our way out of it. We're going to talk about that all in a moment. But first, let's get to this, Roger. You had the idea for this. We delivered 100,000 signatures a year and a half ago to the president, and it had a massive, massive effect, and it got him moving on the censorship. But you have the idea of this is a model others have used. It's a handwritten letter. They sign their name. They can print off a copy for free. They mail that, or they don't. We mail it for them. So either it's two letters go out every time we do it, or one. We're going to send one out regardless with the postage paid in an individual letter, 1 million of these to flood the White House. I think we're going to send about 100,000 to Trump Tower, New York. And it is almost a form of harassment, but we love the president. We're doing him a favor. I think we're going to hit like 100,000. We go more than a million. Maybe his New Jersey estate. Maybe we'll hit Mar-a-Lago with 100,000. WriteTrump.com. I'm going to hammer the White House with a million of these. Okay? I'm not playing games. 1 million. And I know you'll do it. We did it last time. Got 100,000 signatures in a week. Then we printed them off and we mailed them and it showed up and it was a big fiasco. I don't like doing this. I have to do it. He's going to be knee deep in these things if you take action. WriteTrump.com. It's absolutely free. Sign your name on the letter to the president that we will mail for you directly to the president. President Trump must understand the importance of putting a stop to this mass censorship of conservatives by big tech and initiate antitrust actions to end this racketeering and collusion by the big tech giants desperate to take back America. I've already had top law firms write him 3 briefings. I've already had them delivered. I already know that he picked up on, wait, if the EU and the UN are already regulating our internet because we haven't put regulations on saying there is no regulation, then we've allowed them to come in tacitly or by fiat or by vacuum and begin regulating. He said that just a few days ago, that he's looking at antitrust especially because the outside powers are coming in and regulating because we're not. Again, you can have a prohibition regulation that says thou shall not with U.S. government liability protection to those companies and trade threats back at the enemy. So we've always protected free speech on the internet from the EU, from the Chi-Coms. Now that Obama removed those protections, it's allowed those to come in so they can come in with fines and regulations to bring our tech DARPA CIA command operation under their control. That's what this is all about. Make no mistake, that's what all these institutions are. And so we're demanding the president retake control of U.S. hardware in this modern fight. WriteTrump.com. Again, we know exactly where to hit the enemy. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. That's why they hate us. We're loyal to America. We know what we're doing. And the enemy is completely and absolutely scared. So go to WriteTrump.com today, ladies and gentlemen. WriteTrump.com today. And don't forget, we have the biggest targeted sale. Not the biggest general sale, but on 6 items, it is the biggest sale ever. 67% off a colloidal silver bullet. 57% off of Super Males for Female Vitality. It's incredible, but I want to move it all. I'll tell you why. They're trying to take our payment processes to shut us down. I have to sell out all of our product now before they're successful. I pray they're not. We've got to move it all out to fund through the next jump phase and new funding I've secured in the new year.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now, you know that wireless technology like cell phones do, in fact, pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are back live, and we're going to plunge into the analysis, the clips, all the facts of what happened. We couldn't have a better political analyst here with us than Roger Stone. I want to tackle Russia right now because it's one of the top stories in the country, and it's really important. But let me explain something. I can still get X2. I was just going to have to pay way more than what I thought the deep earth crystals were worth from the particular company that was getting them supplied, the very best iodine out there at that time. So I went around for over a year and found another oil drilling company and another group that supplied pharmaceutical-level iodine. That's what it is in its raw form. It's a controlled substance until it gets broken down into what we sell. That's how important it is as a controlled element. Okay? All the other stuff out there is total garbage because it's bound and it's not even real atomic iodine. This is better than X2. We still have some X2 available. It's the last run of it. When you simply reformulate, you call it something new. This is the original X2, but the way the chemists and scientists describe, they said, Mr. Jones, a small percentage of people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. It is the best. It goes right into the cells, right into the blood. A little bit of the other two types of iodine helps it then not bind to something bad like iron or something else, but to the atomic iodine, and some people upload it better when it's attached to the other iodine. So it gets into complex stuff that I don't fully understand. The point is, it costs more to put all three types together. I could have just put all deep earth crystal. It's deep earth crystal, the other two types, and a tiny bit of pure vitamin C that makes it not oxidize. That's why this is more of a, it's a color I can't describe. It's like a wild red orange. And this is just next level. It's in 2-ounce and 1-ounce bottles. It's 50% off out of the gates. and free shipping because I want you to experience it and try it. Like, here's a new bottle of it. When I forget to take my X3 or my X2 before, I have less energy. I have less stamina. I become pretty much a lazy butt because of this, because I like to put it just in a bottled water or in filtered water and then drink it that way. Under the tongue is the best. And I take a regular dose of it, and literally, I can be exhausted, and 3-4 hours after I take it, I'm bouncing off the walls. And it's not listed as a stimulant, even though they use it in the manufacturing of it. It's literally the rocket fuel of the body. Without iodine, without oxygen, without water, you go bye-bye. And that's why they bombard you with the bad halogen, fluoride, bromide, chlorine, that whole family. It literally does the opposite of what iodine does. So X3, powering the American Revolution and powering your body and kicking butt.
It's a great product.
What is your favorite product from InfoWars Life?
I still have to go with Brainforce Plus, Alex, because it gives you mental clarity, mental energy. It really just kind of helps you pull it together mentally. But when you get that 4 o'clock in the afternoon dip, you just want to take a nap, you got so much more work to do, you need to make another video, you need to write another article, you need to do some analysis for InfoWars, but it doesn't jack you up the way, you know, the way the energy drinks do, the way the ephedrine-laced energy drinks.
And that's a dirty feeling.
Yeah.
Because I can drink Aramade and get tons of energy, but I'm a total jerk.
Right, and then later that night, you're staring at the ceiling, you can't sleep. See, Brainforce Plus doesn't do that. It gives you a nice, subtle lift. You feel better. You feel very energized and very focused. But 4 hours later, you're not bouncing off the walls. That's my favorite product without any question. And it's at a great price right now. There's over 6,000 satisfied testimonials for Brainforce Plus.
That's right, 5-star. And to be clear, there's a little bit of Aramati in it. But when I drink a big old thing, the first time I was with Pat Riley and my wife, now my wife, and we were at, what's it called, Campbell's Hole or whatever. It's one of those famous underground caves that everybody dives in. But we weren't going into the hole out in the hill country, this big freshwater deal. We were just swimming down like 20 feet into it. And I was like, yeah, I'm tired. I got a headache. I'm not sure. I want to stay out here all day. And Pat goes, drink this. And he had Aramati, like Rebel Berry or whatever it was from Whole Foods, man. And I drank that. I thought, I took methamphetamine like twice in high school, and I hated it. I drank that. I was like, this is like methamphetamine. My God, how does anybody drink this? But Brainforce isn't like that. It has a little bit of Aramati, but a bunch of other things. And the way it's described, it does this chain reaction where you don't feel bad on the stimulant and it's actually good for you. And then later you can sleep on it. So it's basically, I don't see a copy of one of the best selling brands in the nation because we made it better. The best selling brand in the nation is like $60. We sell it for $40. It's stronger than one of the best selling brands in the nation because I'm not a rocket scientist. It's something that's the best selling, highly rated. You know, really, really been tested. Everybody loves it. I just make it better. That's my marketing research. You know, it's like, well, that's the best. Let's make it better, and I'll sell it for less. And again, it kind of is rocket science. Nobody seems to follow common sense. That's why Brainforce Plus is amazing. Now, personally, it gives me so much energy, I can't take it. Today, I'm on 2 cups of coffee, and I'm almost bouncing off the walls more when I'm exhausted. When I got off air today, though, is when I would pop a Brainforce Plus, like you said, because I will be dragging butt after this.
Yeah, it's a great product. It's got to be, without any question, my all-time favorite. And right now, free shipping to get in on this incredible opportunity.
Absolutely, and that's how you fund us. And it's not like we're up here saying we're the tip of the spear. It's not like we're up here saying, oh, my God, they're after us. Roger, it's not about bragging about us. Believe me, we're under attack. They're trying to put you in prison. They're trying to destroy me and both. They hate InfoWars because we've really done the research. We really know what we're talking about. And particularly, we have the military. We have the police. We have the experts listening because they know we're not BSing.
But this morning you see the headline in Politico. Robert Mueller has important new allies in House Democrat majority. Really tells the story. So the whole phony Russian collusion delusion is going to be recycled yet again.
So here comes the reboot. I know you were pretty, not freaked out, but almost, not even vitriolic, but ready for the challenge last night when you got some news.
Yeah, look, I you don't have to go very far to pick up some of the fake news, whether it's Vanity Fair or whether it's Politico or whether it's the Daily Beast or whether it's MSNBC or any of the fake news media to say that Robert Mueller is in hot pursuit of Roger Stone and that my indictment is essentially imminent. I'm not sure that that's true. If the decision is made on the basis of facts and evidence, no charges will be brought against me. But the idea that I knew in advance about the content or source of the WikiLeaks disclosures is just false. It's false whether it is attributed to Randy Credico. It is false whether it is attributed to Jerry Corsi. It's a witch hunt. It's a fairy tale. If I'm forced to prove it, I will. But I'm under pressure as never before. I have had no choice but to form a legal defense fund, stonedefensefund.com. Alex is trying to destroy me financially. They're trying to destroy my family. And I'm not going to go.
By the way, we're not just saying that. You can see it. They filed another fake Sandy Hook suit on me this week and said, stop saying it didn't happen. And for years I've said it was happening. My listeners questioned it, and I did too, as an American right. But again, it's because we're winning. I don't want to get into it on air, make a big deal about it. We had three lawsuits thrown out in the last 2 weeks. So that makes them mad. They're like, oh, my God, America keeps coming back. And I'm not talking about the families themselves. I'm talking about the politicos, the Democrats. But, Roger, let's get down to brass tacks.
They want to shut me up. They want to shut you up. That's brass tacks. They want to shut InfoWars off the face of the earth because we're a beacon for the truth.
And again, I never asked for money from the Republicans. I hate the blue bloods. I just want America back. But the fact that they're all so threatened when they go to a Trump rally and every third T-shirt is an InfoWars shirt and I get mobbed like I'm Trump out there, instead of them going, hey, we ought to duplicate this or whatever, instead they just turn a blind eye and go, good, if conservatives are cut off Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, we'll make more money. We need, worse than Paul Ryan, are the people, and I don't want to be enemies with Karl Rove. Karl Rove could make a fortune in Facebook ads. Just, it's this weird sycophantic thing that he's on Fox News, so he brings his 50 million every election cycle to Fox, and it's just retarded.
Let me sum it up. It's not that we are trying to be respectable. We're trying to be effective. We will bring you the truth in an audacious way to get it across. This is about communications. We're not looking for White House invitations. We're not looking for cabinet positions. We're not looking to be part of the Washington buddy system. We don't care about any of that.
I'm looking to be in my boat with my kids behind me on a wakeboard looking out and America's free. I don't want to be in D.C. I don't want to be in L.A. I hate those places. I want you off my back. So if I have to give you all the keys to success to get you off my back, I'll do it. I don't want to be in your dumb club. Just stop sabotaging things for the Democrats, you idiots. Gosh, they're stupid.
Couldn't agree.
They have the total keys for taking over, making the Democrats a done party. We either destroy the Democrats. Get this, Roger. This is the key to everything. The Democrats know existentially people are done with them. They're done. They're dead. They're over politically. Unless they destroy us. This is not business as usual for all you senile Republican leaders. And I'm not bashing old people. I mean they're senile and that these people don't learn new tricks, Roger.
The president deserves enormous credit for coming from behind. It really was his going on the road and framing
despite the Republicans' behavior.
Right. And you know they had told him not to do it. You know they did. But he was very effective on the stump in terms of framing the election and bringing it home.
These big and the excitement it created online despite the censorship.
The big Senate victory is due to one man, Donald J. Trump.
It's so frustrating. We're going to go through it all when we come back. The Mueller thing is just so insane. Because you were talking about inside the grand jury, what your folks you know told you, how the FBI agents are depressed. It's been going on for a year. They've never seen anything like it. Mueller has to keep it going forever, though, because he never found anything. So the search, the bloodhounding, continues when he can only look in the mirror at his big, fat, ugly, traitorous face.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's really hard to have.